The tarantella is a kind of folk dance and music that started in southern Italy. The name tarantella comes from the poisonous bite of a spider. Today, though, it is the theme of one of Europe's biggest folk music concerts that attracts top international stars. NPR's Silvio Poggioli was at the festival and sent this report.
In the town of Melpignano, a huge stage has been built in a field for the Night of the Taranta. This is the concert's 20th year, drawing some 200,000 tarantella aficionados for 4.5 hours of uninterrupted music and dance. Young people have been camping out since dawn. It's an Italian version of Woodstock 50 years later. 4 young men with tambourines form a circle and cheer as Michela Nasillo, barefoot, frenetically spins around as in a trance, challenging the musicians to keep up with her.
I feel the itch under my feet. The dance is called pizzica, the bite. When women working in the field were bitten by the tarantula spider, the only way to expel the poison was to dance, for hours, even days. For me, it's the rhythm that makes me dance.
The tarantella, or pizzica, is said to originate in antiquity, in Dionysian and Bacchanalian rites. Daniele Durante, the artistic director of the concert, says that in the Middle Ages, the dance evolved into an exorcism for real or imagined spider bites and psychological ailments.
When the Catholic Church prevented women from dancing, there was one exception. The woman had been poisoned. She was tarantata. The only cure was for her to dance. That's how a pagan rite was adapted by the local Catholic Church.
Today, the tarantella has shed its mystical origins. Performed with tambourines, mandolins, flutes, bagpipes, and accordions, it's an expression of pure joy, as well as tongue-twisting lyrics. And for one night of the year, here in Melpignano, the tarantella takes on an international flair, crossing over into jazz, rock, salsa, and folk music from other cultures and traditions. Cuban percussionist Pedrito Martinez says all the guest performers had to learn the local dialect.
It's an amazing experience. I can identify myself with this type of music as I came from folk music in Cuba. It's a lot of rhythm involved and it's definitely connecting and it's all about happiness. It's beautiful.
Here's Martinez performing a lullaby called Natsu. Halfway through, Tim Reese, who plays saxophone with the Rolling Stones, jumps in. The great jazz vocalist Gregory Porter joins 2 Italian singers, turning Pizzica Aradeo into a virtuoso scat rendition. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Melpignano.